I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Normally, I love being right, but I'm not so happy about being right in this case. Early on in the Trump administration, I said to everyone who would listen that the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, and underneath them, the Border Patrol, the CBP, those would be his private security forces, because they were recruiting really vicious people to these jobs. People willing to lock up children under horrific conditions. People willing to watch children die and not treat them when they needed it. He found vile, vile people to take these jobs because that's what he wanted. Because that would be the source of his own private security force when he decided that he needed it. Well, now he has decided that he needed it. Now, I know the whole thing about comparison to the Nazis and calling these secret police of his Gestapo, but the word Gestapo means secret police, and that's what we have in Portland, Oregon, and being sent to democratically run cities throughout the country. And by that, I mean not under our democracy, because we are not functioning as a democracy right now. I mean that Democrats hold the mayorships of these big cities. And these troops are unidentified. We don't know who they are. No matter what crimes they committed, very, very hard to prosecute them, because not only do we not know their names, we don't know who they're with. Now, as everybody in Portland knows, their mayor is kind of an asshole and has made things worse. Not really a hero, which is why when he went out the other day, they didn't cheer him when he went out and joined the protesters. They yelled at him because he's been part of the problem. He's authorized tear gassing. So it's kind of ironic that the feds tear gassed him. When's the last time you remember the feds tear gassing a mayor standing with peaceful protesters? Now, according to all witnesses, people who have been hurt and injured, and some of them severely, were simply peacefully protesting. That's what they were doing. That's their right in this country. But it is a right that the President of the United States has decided they do not have. So he's taking it away from them in Portland, and soon in other cities around the country. This is one of the most horrifying stories I've seen in my lifetime. The government is at war with its own people and injuring them and harming them. But that's the fascist dictatorship that we now live under. The Justice Department has been destroyed. It no longer is a Justice Department. It is simply a right-wing wing of the Republican Party's dominance over our country. They act to serve at the behest of the president, and not serve at the behest of the people of the United States. And serving justice, they serve it cold and rancid. This is really bad, and it's going to get progressively worse, and some people believe that the idea is to keep troops in these cities to create chaos all the way up to the election. And somebody pointed out, well, if you could disrupt voting in Philadelphia, which is where they're sending troops, or whatever the hell you want to call them, and if you looked at when Trump was elected, had Philadelphia been disrupted, Trump would have won a much bigger win. Trump won Pennsylvania by one of the smallest margins in 176 years. And things are looking worse for him now. So maybe if he could disrupt Philadelphia, where he is not really popular, he could possibly win Pennsylvania. And Trump has to win. He has to win. He has the option of either retaining power or going to jail. And he really doesn't want to go to jail. So he will do anything to win. Is there any way that we can stop these shock troops from coming in and creating chaos? I don't understand why states don't just bring in the National Guard and arrest anyone who is claiming to be law enforcement who doesn't identify themselves clearly. That should be the first step. But there seems to be something that they fear. Something that they actually ran away from. And no, it's not the moms who stood in a big long line. Now they tear gassed them. There's one protester, all by herself. And she stood her ground. And the fascist goons ran away. I did a search, and no one seems to know her name. That hasn't been revealed. She's been dubbed the Naked Athena, and she stood between protesters and the armed whatever they are, standing there totally naked. The power of female nudity beyond just sexuality has been an important part of historical protests. Nudity has been used to protest Putin. PETA used nudity to protest eating animals. During the Women's War of 1929, women from six different ethnic groups in Nigeria stripped naked, all to protest the British colonial restrictions on women's role in governance. It could be a powerful thing. Because when you are confronted by men in fatigues and weaponry, not a one of them wants to be on the evening news seen shooting a naked, defenseless woman. And I'm not saying that because she's defenseless because she's a woman. I'm saying that because she clearly doesn't have any weaponry, anything that could be harmful. It'd be the same for a man. But in this case, it is a woman, and because of the way our society is, shooting a naked woman would be really, really bad. Donald Trump is a despot. He's a tyrant. He's an autocrat. He spent his life bullying women and doing horrible things to them. Yeah, be kind of nice if maybe a naked woman could get him to back down. Months ago, when all of this insanity started, I thought to myself, you know, this is going to be really, really bad. And I had no idea how bad. America has the worst coronavirus outbreak in the world. It's because we've had the worst response in the world with an absolutely incompetent federal government that instead of helping has actually made things worse at virtually every turn. If they were trying to intentionally sabotage the United States, they couldn't have done a better job. Then we've got armed forces from the feds coming in and attacking peacefully protesting citizens. That's straight out of the dictator's playbook. And yeah, they can talk all they want about how these things are getting violent. But then, straight out of the dictator's playbook, they always send in some people to rouse things up, to create the violence, and then blame the violence on the protesters, and then use that as an excuse to treat the protesters who were peaceful with violence. Dictators have been playing that game forever, and that's exactly what's going on right now. Now, absolutely, people of color are under attack by what is an extremely racist administration. And that's horrible. And we should all be fighting it. But we should also, at the same time, not forget that this is an incredibly misogynist administration. And they are in the head of an incredibly misogynist political party. Although that's being generous, it looks less like a political party and more like an extremist, radical, religious cult. We don't really have time to go on about it here, and maybe we'll devote the whole segment next week on it. This is the rapiest administration. We've covered that before. This rapey, misogynistic administration is having people stand up to them. The latest example of that is U.S. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, I have to admit, I am a huge fan of. But Republicans really hate her because she checks their boxes. Smart woman with a vagina. That's no bueno. Neither is no bueno. We speak American here, they say. So what happened is that Republican Representative Ted Yahoo, they're telling me it's Yoho? Like, in A Pirate's Life for Me? Yeah, that's, I guess that's his name. Ted Yoho of Florida. He went up to her and called her a fucking bitch to her face. And then Republican Representative Roger Williams of Texas, who was standing right by, made some remarks about we're not clear peeing on her. These are the classy frat boys that are what stands in for what should be Republican representatives. So that was ugly. Ted Yoho gave an insane non-apology speech where he said, bafflingly, no one can make me apologize for loving my God. Now, he's clearly an asshole. But what Ocasio-Cortez did was she gave an incredible speech, and I urge you to find it and listen to all of it. She said, this harm that Mr. Yoho tried to levy against me was not just an incident directed at me, but when you do that to any woman, what Mr. Yoho did was give permission to other men to do that to his daughters. In using that language in front of the press, he gave permission to use that language against his wife, his daughters, women in his community. And I'm here to stand up to say that is not acceptable.